The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other shore. A scribe approached and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." Another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, let me go first and bury my Father." But Jesus answered him, "Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Just a tiny little thought for you for the day. St. Thomas More once said that nobody gets to heaven riding on a feather bed. Okay? And that's a decent little summary of our little thought for the day that I'd like to share with you today. And that is the connection between penance and discipleship. So here's this scribe who comes forward and he says, "Lord, I'll follow you wherever you go." And Jesus says, "Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, and the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." What does that mean? Well, you ever heard these stories of the saints? And you listen to their lives, and they do all these things that seem crazy, like they'll put a rock in their shoe. Or they have a perfectly fine mattress in their room, but they sleep on the floor, right? Or they use a rock for a pillow. Or they wear a hair shirt underneath their clothing. You ever heard these stories? Well, I hear these stories, and I used to think, well, you know, maybe they're crazy, maybe they're masochistic, right? Maybe there's something really wrong with them. Truth of the matter is, they understand the connection between penance and discipleship. Something I'd like to share with you today. You've noticed, I'm sure, that Christianity just doesn't fit into this world. No matter how hard we try to make the world love us and embrace us, it never will. It's at the heart of our Christian faith that we bend the knee to the Lord God and that we have to restrain our own unrestrainable free will. And more than any other religion in the world asks to do that, ours does. And here's why you'll see the world, they'll embrace nearly every other religion, but never Christianity, and certainly not Catholicism. Will never fit in. And the saints understood that no sooner have they found comfort in this world, and this world begins to take root in their hearts. And no sooner has this world begun to take root in their hearts that they begin to lose their hunger for God. And they begin to lose their fervor and their effort and their desire. And this is why the saints would take on voluntary penances, something we need to do as well. Heard a story recently of a famous athlete, and you've all heard of him, but I'm not going to mention his name. Famous athlete, and he goes to this party, and somebody offers him a big bowl of ice cream. And he says, "No, thank you, no, thank you." And they say, "Oh, come on, it's the off season. Look at you, you got 3% body fat, right? If anybody can eat a bowl of cookie dough, it's you." And he says, "The moment I start down that path, I'm only going to want more and more, so I don't want to start down that path." Something like that is the spirit that inspired the saints to take on voluntary penance. That they wouldn't lose their hunger for God. It needs to be part of our lives as well. Okay? It needs to be part of our lives as well. It's actually very similar to the message here in the first reading. And all week long you're going to hear this message in the first reading. It comes from the book of the prophet Amos. Okay, now he was a prophet. The year was about 750 BC. And he was prophesying in the northern kingdom of Israel in a time of post-war boom and prosperity. And the people would go to the synagogues, and they would say their prayers, and they would fervently do all that they would do. And then they'd go home, and they'd fix the weights in their scales, and they'd withhold their wages from their labor. And Amos told them, all the prayers in the world are not going to protect you from the wrath of God if you go about and you forget that if you're a member of God's covenant community, that you're called to live a radical life, a different life. You know, sometimes we can gather for Mass, right? We can say the rosary, and we can say the prayers and the devotions. Not that these are bad things. But sometimes we have that same temptation that the people of Israel had back in the first reading. We forget that we're called to a radical life, to never lose your hunger for God. You know, the Word of God, it's a two-edged sword. On one hand, it cuts away fear, and it cuts away worry, and it cuts away anxiety. On the other hand, it needs to cut away any sense of complacency or comfort or a desire to make this world our home. The scribe comes to Jesus and he says, "Teacher, I'll follow you wherever you go." May we say those words to the Lord from our hearts and truly mean them. Amen.